This is Mental Health Exposed on Natural News Radio with Mike Bundrant.
Hello again, this is Mike Bundrant. You're listening to Natural News Radio. I'm thrilled to be on the phone today with Elle Penner. She's a registered dietitian with an incredible app that I personally have been using called MyFitnessPal. In fact, I've had the reason that I contacted MyFitnessPal is because I've been really, really impressed with the results that I've been getting, and I wanted to share this technology with you, because if one of your goals is to get in shape and lose weight, I think you need to know about MyFitnessPal. So, Elle, welcome to Natural News Radio, the podcast portion of what we've been talking about. I'm glad that you are with us today.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be speaking with you.
So, tell me a little bit about, now you're a registered dietitian, so you're overseeing the nutrition aspects in some way of MyFitnessPal.
Correct.
But tell me about MyFitnessPal. What is it and what's it all about?
So MyFitnessPal is a health and wellness platform. We allow people to track their food and nutrition, and also to track their exercise and give them a big picture of how they kind of play with each other and, work together to either help you lose weight, gain weight, or maintain weight, and just overall improve your health.
Okay. So, the way I use it, it's an app too, right? I mean, I go to MyFitnessPal.com sometimes and log in there because there's a whole social media kind of feel to it, even though I don't have many connections yet on there, but it's a web-based, and then I have it on my iPhone, and that's really how I use it most of the time. Is that how most people use it, as an iPhone or a tablet app?
Yep, we are available on all the major platforms, iOS, Android. We do even have a Windows Phone version. And web as well. So we are there wherever you are, whenever you're eating. So it's been really, having it on the iPhone has been wonderful for our users and kind of makes that real-time logging very doable.
Okay. And what are some of the benefits of using it? And I'll tell you my experience. In my mind, the idea of counting calories has always been a chore. That I labored over, and with a calculator and paper and pencil, ultimately we get frustrated with, because it's a lot of information to track. So I guess two questions. One, there's a lot of people that say you shouldn't have to count calories. You shouldn't have to basically keep track of where you're at, mm-hmm. and creating a calorie deficit and so forth if you have a certain kind of diet. But, tell me about that. What does MyFitnessPal do in terms of the ease and convenience of tracking? Tell me about the functionality. And then why should we track our calories?
Sure. So MyFitnessPal makes food tracking incredibly easy. We have over 4 million foods in our database currently, which, if you walk out to anywhere in any shop corner and pick up, any sort of granola bar or whatever, have a burrito, you will be able to find something, if not the exact match, something very, very similar to what you just ate in our food database, which makes, keeping track of the nutrition is about as easy as it's ever been. Historically, calorie counting works. It's kind of an energy in versus energy out balance. And if you're trying to lose weight, creating a calorie deficit is what is necessary in order to, shed those extra pounds. But it's always, like you said, been incredibly time-consuming and just overwhelming for many. So I think MyFitnessPal not only is an easy way to track your calories, but it also gives you insight and shows you that you can have, you don't have to completely ban certain foods from your diet. You can indulge and have dessert, and in the end, as long as you're mindful and make good choices most of the time, it all balances out.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
There's other features of it too, which is the nutrition profile that you create throughout the day. If you're concerned about your macronutrient ratios,
correct.
Tell me about that aspect of it.
Yeah. So MyFitnessPal, there are certain guidelines based on the FDA and the CDC say that, you know, a certain portion of your calories, it's beneficial to have them come from either carbs, protein, or fat. And they give a pretty wide range. So MyFitnessPal is set up so that we kind of help guide you along those ranges. So right now we base our estimate and break your calories based on your carbs, protein, and fat. So 50% of your calories should come from about for carbohydrates, 20% from protein, and the remaining 30% from fat. And we have a reporting function that shows you a pie chart of where those macronutrients are coming from and the ratios of them. So you can kind of use that as a tool to help you eat a more balanced diet.
Yeah, I really love that pie chart aspect because in one glance I can see my macronutrient ratios. And, you know, I know different people have different beliefs and goals with regard to, you know, how much of my calories should come from, you know, protein or fat or carbs. But you actually don't have to subscribe to any particular protocol. I mean, maybe you're on a bodybuilding protocol where you're going to want to have more protein, or who knows what protocol you're on. The point is you can look at the pie chart and know exactly what you need to eat next or what you need to add in order to make that pie chart look the way that you want it to look, depending on what your goals are.
Exactly.
You know,
and our goals are fully customizable. So say someone is a bodybuilder, they're able to, you know, increase their protein, or if they're an endurance athlete, they're able to increase their carbs, or diabetic, decrease their carbs. So it's, you know, it's a very customizable tool, so you can do pretty much whatever you need to with it.
Right. You know, the other feature that I think is probably my favorite feature is if you're eating any food that has, you know, a package with a barcode on it, which is, you know, most foods today, to enter the nutrient data for that food, you hit the barcode scanner, and all you do is point your camera at the barcode, and it automatically uploads the data into your phone. Then you put in how much, you know, what serving size you're going to have of that food, and it's right there. I mean, that is just
that's by far one of our users' most favorite functions. You know, the reality is we live in a busy world and we're always on the go, and we do consume a fair amount of packaged foods, and there are good ones out there and there are bad ones out there, so it's nice to be able to kind of see it and how it can all fit into your diet. Right, just with the barcode scanner.
So, tell me about some of the. I don't know how many people are in the MyFitnessPal community. I don't know, how many users do you have?
So we have over 50 million users currently, which
50 million users.
Yeah, so we are the biggest health and fitness app out there. Yeah, and we've been number one in health and fitness on iOS and Android for the past 3 years. We are now, I believe, in 15 different languages. Just this past month, we launched Chinese, Japanese, and Korean.
Wow.
We've grown significantly in Brazil recently, and we have an office in Germany, so we're just really starting to put a dent and really take our company to a global level, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's incredible. What kind of results are people getting? Obviously, there's 50 million users and growing for a reason, right? What's a typical result that people get?
Well, you know, I guess 88% of our users, if they log for 30 days, are successful and lose weight. So that's, you know, big. And then we have a very robust community. I know you said you weren't very involved with it, but we have some forums on our website, and also you can have friends within the app, and our data shows that users who engage with friends and kind of partake in our healthy living community are twice as successful.
In terms of their meeting their own goals.
Exactly, yeah. And they, you know, they stay with the program longer, they engage more frequently, they log more food, and for that reason they are more successful.
Yeah, and I've looked through the forums on your website, and they're very busy, very active. And it's great because, you know, you're instantly connected with millions of other users who, and if you have a question, if you have something that isn't working for you, if you're not sure, a lot of people use the forums for that reason, right? They go on.
Right.
Hey, I've got a question. What's everybody else's experience with this? People are sharing their successes and so forth. And, you know, I think it's just great. The other aspect of this that I actually personally want to get into more is that people start different groups with a purpose. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
You mean like groups within the forum?
Not within the forum. There's forums and then there's groups, right?
Yes.
Okay. So
so I think the groups are more tailored towards challenges and just kind of more specific topics,
yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, like their groups are saying, you know, we're gonna. This is a group to give you a challenge to log your,
right.
To log your nutrition for the next 30 days. Here's a group with a 6-week challenge. Everybody who joins this group, we're gonna do whatever X or Y or Z for the next 6 weeks. And so people, it's a group with a kind of a common goal or a common purpose. That's the whole social media function of it, which I think is great, which, again, I'm not really involved in, but I'd like to get more involved in.
Yeah. Those groups are, you know, we have them kind of in our daily lives, and we don't really think about them. You know, it could be like a running group or going to yoga every week. There are people who notice when you're there, you know. So these groups are kind of a great way for people who either don't have time to make it outside and, you know, are not all that social and don't really want to engage with other people face to face, but they are looking for a little extra support and just, you know, ways to kind of keep going and people who are going to hold them accountable and cheer them on.
Right, right. And speaking of that, just as we kind of wrap up here, what do you think are the top 2 or 3 obstacles that come to mind that MyFitnessPal helps people overcome if the goal is to lose weight?
So I would say, you know, that there are certain things working against us. You know, diet is incredibly important, factoring into your health. It contributes, you know, to contributes to about 70% of deaths in the U.S. if we are looking at a big picture of chronic disease. So MyFitnessPal gives people the tools to kind of take control of their health just by monitoring the foods they eat and the nutrition that they're putting into their bodies and looking at food more as fuel rather than something to turn to, you know, when emotions kind of get the best of you. So we just kind of give that insight at the time that you're actually eating or about to make a decision about what you're going to eat to kind of either, you know, just basically give people more information about what they're eating and how that could impact their health.
Right. Okay. Well, we're short talk today, but we're going to wrap up here. Where do people go to get more information about MyFitnessPal? And tell me about and are there costs and so forth involved in it?
Sure. MyFitnessPal is a completely free app at the moment. And we will always be free for the services that we are offering now. Users can learn more either by going to myfitnesspal.com on the internet, or if you are a mobile user, you can go into your app store or app gallery and just search for the MyFitnessPal app and just download it to your phone or your tablet. So when you're on the go.
Okay. Elle Penner, registered dietitian for MyFitnessPal. Thanks for joining us today.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me.
You bet.
Mental Health Exposed is sponsored by the INLP Center. Visit INLPCenter.com to get your free 30-minute life coaching strategy session with Mike Bundren. INLPCenter.com.
The Natural News Store is now open. Hi, this is Joni Cox with Homegrown Health with some great news for your health and your budget. Visit shopnaturalnews.com to start saving money right now on superfoods like cacao, camu camu, and acai. You'll find coconut flour, coconut sugar, and hemp seeds, as well as detox products like Zeotrex, Oxy Powder, and Nascent Iodine. You'll also find survival organic food supplies and colloidal silver. Both can help you prepare for natural disasters or other events that might threaten your health or safety. As Hurricane Sandy recently taught America, just one storm can knock out the power grid and leave us all scrambling for food and medicine. We've also got amazing herbal medicine cabinets and herbal survival kits. Plus, we're the exclusive source for the all-new Natural Attitude Turmeric Extract. It's a powerful, alcohol-free, liquid form of turmeric with high absorbability. Plus, get free shipping in the USA on orders of $99 or more. A portion of all sales helps fund health freedom and food freedom initiatives. Find all this and much more at shopnaturalnews.com. That's shopnaturalnews.com.